please. Everyone, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Pope.
Here.
Colosimo.
Present.
Plocher.
Here.
Leschewski.
Here.
Freiters.
Nay.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Tarulas.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
A quorum is established.
Okay, we will make this a quick meeting tonight. Do we have any amendments to tonight's agenda? Okay, we have one public hearing. So we'll go into public hearing for a grain reserve annexation agreement amendment. Unfortunately, our court reporter got stuck somewhere because of the weather, so we have no court reporter for us.
Yes, she'll do it all the audio.
I think it'll be a very short record.
Yes. Does anyone here from the public want to comment on the Grand Reserve Annexation Agreement? Anyone from the council, any questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, we'll close public hearing.
I can just grab that there.
Do we have any citizen comments on items that are on the agenda this evening? Okay, no consent agenda. Entertaining motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting of January 8th, 2019. Is that moved?
Second.
Comments or questions on the minutes? All those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Mayor's report. Entertaining motion to approve the resolution approving a professional services agreement with Minor Electronics Company to radio managed services and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments or questions on this one?
Yeah, I just had one.
Yes, sir.
I had a question and then it was answered. I asked Eric and Bart why is there only one vendor on the agenda, because we had talked with a couple about purchasing, but only one actually responded with managed services, and it's also the same one that does the police, correct? So hopefully we can consolidate even further, save some more coin while not owning anything, because it will be obsolete in 5 seconds.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Freiters?
Aye.
Tarulas?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the engagement of D.A. Davidson Company as the underwriter for potential refinancing of the Wind Deck Ridge Subdivision Special Service Area.
So moved.
Second. Comments or questions? This will save residents anywhere from $175 to $200 a year on their SSA. That's a good thing.
Please look right at it there.
Yes. Roll call, please.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Freiters?
Aye.
Tarulas?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, before I leave the mayor's report, I did want to announce a new business opening. We didn't have the information at EDC, but I have it for you now. Over by the Yorkville Business Center, we are getting a Morton Buildings. The Morton Buildings has 105 construction centers and 7 manufacturing plants. They operate 36 states and they have 2,200 employees. In Yorkville, they will be building a 5,500 square foot building on approximately 2 acres. Budget of about $1 million, and we're looking at creating 30 jobs with this new business. The property is under contract, looking to close at the end of April, and we'll break ground immediately. Plan to open in the fall of 2019. So I just wanted to get that out there for everybody. And that is it for Mayor's Report. We have no committee reports, nothing from Park Board or PCC. No city council reports, city clerk's report?
No report.
Any community liaison reports?
I just have one quick one.
Yes, sir.
The first official update for the National Suicide Prevention and Action Month proclamation. As of 6:58, we have 39 cities participating and 2 counties in 13 different states.
Nice. Good work. Anyone else?
they were discussing the school bus stop arms, and they raised some concerns. They've had some issues at a few points throughout the city, and a couple intersections in particular. Over the past 3 months, they've had 61 video and observed issues with people not stopping since they started tracking this information. Their primary areas that they have, they've pointed out, Kennedy and Route 47, they've had a major issue as long over by our YIS. They're asking that we have a dialogue about the possibility of some school bus stop signs, as well as some traffic enforcement at those points when the morning buses are out there in a couple of these locations. So they want to open a dialogue to see if we can help facilitate some enforcement with the stop arms, since we've been having some issues as of late as they've done. And they have a lot of these on the new cameras. They actually did a trial with cameras on the stop arms, and now they're actually implementing them on buses, so that they're actually receiving more data than just the bus drivers reporting. So they're actually getting quite a bit of data. I'm going to forward an email that has some statistics and some a request for some assistance.
Thank you. Anyone else? A group of us met with Senator Sue Resin last week down in her Moore's office to talk about the Capitol bill that's coming along and maybe getting some funds for Metro, and talk a little bit about Route 47 North and see what we can do to get some of those capital funds. And a couple days later, we met with Senator Oberweiss at his North Aurora office and talked about the city items, Metro and Route 47. Surprisingly, Oberweiss stated that $100 million sounds doable. Was that his exact words? He said, because I thought this Metro thing was mine to Scott, that we laid out all the work that's been done and you know, what we're asking for. He said, oh, that sounds doable.
Is it still possible to get funding for Route 47 before we get the train
station? No, the first thing he threw out, he goes, what do you want more, Route 47 line or Metro station? So maybe Gail Johnson had differing opinions on that one.
Well, that's to be understood.
Oh, Illinois surplus.
They're both very productive meetings, and they're both very supportive, and they're both going to write letters on our behalf. So when those letters come out, maybe if we get a copy, we'll share them. Any staff reports?
I just one item I want to defer over to you, Andrew. I just wanted to say a public thank you to all the Parks and Public Works staff for all the hard work they put in for the last 3 weeks, basically. Yeah. It's been a uphill battle, but I think they've done a wonderful job all day. So, worked long hours, and we're coming in tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. to make sure everybody can get to work again.
Yes, no doubt. They've had a tough the last few weeks, and they've done an incredible job, I think.
Thank you for coming back out last night and hitting the hills.
You bet.
I slid down the sidewalk.
Why are you doing that?
Sooner, I'm reading his email. I look out the window, and I thought it was an emergency vehicle with somebody going sideways with their four ways on. And after that, came another one.
Yeah. It got slid really quick last night.
People had trouble with it, so thank you for going.
You betcha.
They did a good job.
Any additional business? No executive session. Do we have any citizen comments on anything that might be on your mind? Can you sign in and state your name for the record, please?
I'm Yohana Byro. I live at 605 South State Street. I wanted to just ask a question about the hole in the roof that continues to be there in the sally port of the old jail. I've seen a few of the memos that have gone back and forth, and it seems to me that the builders are going into great detail about replacing trusses and everything. This sally port is a detriment to the building. It is not worth it. Can't we just slap something on there? You know, it seems to me that, you know, when you want to sell a building, you know, when you sell your house, doesn't your house always in the best condition it could possibly be in the day you put it in the market, right? It's better than it ever was when we lived there. But yet we have this giant hole in there. The roof there. It seems to me also that, you know, back in the day, the sharecropper who lived in tar paper shacks with no money, no education, could figure out how to patch a hole in the roof, you know, without having to rebuild the structure. I just think that, you know, there's that stuff that they put onto roofs to keep from ice damming, that really strong, you know, adhesive material. Can't that somehow just be, you know, get the chair picker up and slap that on and just fill the hole temporarily, because really the sally port needs to come down. It was poorly built. It was built in a rush. The county was angry that they had to build it in the first place, and it was simply because the jail couldn't continue to be a jail back in 1978, according to the Illinois state standards at the time. They had to build the sally port to not bring the prisoners into the side of the building. That's why the only reason it was ever built. And it was built so poorly that the roof was replaced twice. That is the newest building on that building, and it is so poorly built. And we just need to, you know, we put up the money for the city. The city doesn't have to pay anything because our organization is giving you the money. Can't we come up with a solution? We wanted this done last fall, and it's been going on since then. I'd really like to get to it because it's just ridiculous to have a hole in the roof there. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Any other citizen comment? Hearing none, we need to turn.
Did I miss it?
Huh?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I was just going to tap out to there about the road.